Three Features to Krishna's Ananda Property, by Krishna's Mercy.
Nevdeva Mahatmano Natrikarya Vicharna, Sharara Mentut Srishta Rukma Punkha Patatrenaha, Sarpapanyachanna Bhutva Bhakshayanti Smrakshasan, Yen Yen Chagachanti Rakshasabhaikarshita, Ten Ten Smpashanti Ramme Vagratasthitam, Ittang Vinashitang Ten Janasthanam Tavanag.
Quote, neither the demigods nor any exalted personalities were there helping Rama, for he acted alone. You should not entertain any doubt on this matter. Indeed, Rama shot feathered arrows, plated with gold, which turned into five-headed serpents that devoured all the Rakshasas. The Rakshasas were oppressed with fear, and wherever they went and wherever they turned, they saw Rama in front of them. In this way, O spotless one, have your Rakshasas been destroyed in the forest of Janasthana by Rama?
Akampana speaking to Ravana, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand,
31.18-19.
Traveling back in time is one way to understand God. More than believing that He exists, beyond faith extended to be confirmed only at a later date, after this lifetime ends, come to a firm understanding in the existence of an almighty being, one who is beyond this world. In this reverse direction God is known as Anadi. He is without a beginning. Travel as far as the mind can conceive, to the beginning of the beginning, and then know that God existed at that time. He is before everyone else, and so He is automatically the oldest person. Since He is not lacking any feature, Bhagavan, which is another name for God, can be understood by traveling in the other direction, also. Move forward. Contemplate the future. Extend as far out into time as you can imagine, and you get an understanding of the Ananda feature.
1. Without end.
There is no limit. Consider the end of time. Doomsday. Armageddon. The complete destruction of everything. In Vedic literature we learn that an empowered being takes responsibility at this time. Mahadeva, the great God, also known as Lord Shiva, destroys that which was previously created by Lord Brahma and subsequently maintained by Lord Vishnu. Time does not stop after this event. Markandeya Rishi observed one of these periods of destruction and noticed that a small boy on a banyan leaf was not bothered at all.
Satvang Pritum is Yatrena Nath, Kathang Nu Yasyodaneta Dasit, Vishwang Yugante Vat Patrekaha, Shetes Maya Shishurang Ripanaha.
Quote, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you have taken birth from my abdomen. O my Lord, how is that possible for the Supreme One, who has in his belly all the cosmic manifestation? The answer is that it is possible. For at the end of the millennium you lie down on a leaf of a banyan tree, and just like a small baby, you lick the toe of your lotus foot. Srimad Bhagavatam, 333-4.
That boy was Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is never with an end. Ananda means that we can travel as far into the future as we can conceive and we will always find the Supreme Lord, as powerful as ever.
2. Unlimited.
Ananta also means that Bhagavan is without limits. In the temple we see his statue worshipped on the altar, alongside the statue of his eternal consort, Lakshmi Devi. The figure has a certain height, width and weight, but we should not be fooled by the visual. The Supreme Lord can become heavier than anything we imagine. When the whirlwind demon named Trinavarta took baby Krishna high into the air, he figured it would be an easy path forward. He did not expect that Krishna would suddenly become too heavy to hold. So heavy, in fact, that he caused the demon to fall from the sky, hitting the ground and meeting his death. Though Bhagavan gives the visual of a human-like bow warrior as Sri Rama, the weapons are unlimited in number. They always reach their intended target, no matter how much the enemies run. Akampana once gave his eyewitness testimony of this amazing truth to the ten-headed Ravana. Rama was one against 14,000. But since Rama is Ananta, it wasn't a fair fight. His arrows chased the enemy to wherever they want. In the end, they saw the arrows giving the visual of a five-headed serpent, signaling guaranteed defeat and death.
3. Never any death.
Since Bhagavan is Ananta, he never dies. There is no way I can prove this through the scientific method. Even if I personally observed his vibrancy, where Krishna is standing next to me, For a million years, that amount of time is insufficient for establishing an infinite existence. We accept the information on faith, at first. The Acharya of the Vaishnava tradition explains these truths to us, and then we validate through dedicated practice and devotion, through activities such as chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In closing,
in whichever direction to go, arrows chasing them so, like serpents showing heads 5, while warrior Rama still alive, Ananda property on display, to the demon's dismay, infinite into future like this amend, seeing devotion's bliss to extend.